Dragon Skin, written by Karen Fox Lee and read by Abby Holmes. She didn't want to go home, and that's why she found it. If she'd gone home through the newly dark roads, washing her feet in streetlight pools, she would have found her mother in the kitchen making dinner, looking scared. Matt would have come home and the screen door would have slammed hard, and his tool bag would have crashed down on the kitchen bench. They would have flinched, her mother and her, waiting. But everything would have been normal. She was the kind of girl who liked to dig with a stick in the dirt, though. She liked to upturn things, searching for treasure, rocks, old bottles, and silvery wine cask bladders, toothbrushes, coins, the carcasses of handbags. These strange things were swept up and snagged at the river bend and left to dry once the water was gone. A wallet, emptied out and brittle. Parts of a saddle. A belt buckle with the insignia of the silver mine. She knew all the creek's white rock, all its blonde grass and bleached trees. She knew the sun going down, the galahs screeching, rising and settling in the trees. She sat with her feet dipped in the waterhole and watched the night approach. The waterhole was a small, deep pool of water that never dried up. It remained there even after the river flooded and then dried out to its normal self. A skin of stones and silt cracked into a million scales. Mika always said, "Whatever you do, Pip, take your feet out at night, because that's when the bunyip comes out." She drew her feet out and sat in the dusk. Her stomach whined. Mika was a long time ago. Mika was months and months and months ago. The lights came on in the houses behind the trees. She felt the warm air against her wet legs. She waited for the part when the last ray of sun hit the creek stones, a brief moment when the whole riverbed shone and was then swallowed up by shadow. She promised herself she'd go home after that. Only it was in that moment that she found it. It didn't look like much at first, a scrap of something, fabric maybe, a snake skin twisted around a stick perhaps. But that last wave of light caught it directly, shone it up bright, a burst of pinks and golds and greens, a small fire, then was gone. "Hey," she said to herself, and to the brand new night. She was up, striding towards the spot just meters away with her digging stick. "Hey," she said softer, because she knew. She knew exactly what it was. Later, she'd think about it over and over. When they were leaving and knew they'd never go back home again. When she'd grown that other skin. She knew what it was before she stood up, even before she saw it shining there. She'd always known it.